Blog Talk Radio.
It's the one and only Sham Rocker. L.I.G.'s up, lyrically intensified gang. And right now I got you tuned into 93.3 on your FM ism. The only station playing the funkadelic with the Temptations. You dig?
Shazam!
93.3, baby, that's the ism. OG from the West Coast, I'm riding with him. Penthouse player, B-gang spitter, straight ball evangelist, home of the scandalous. I'll be right back in a minute, let me handle this. Radio drop, Sham Rockets with the business. Working, focus, new West Coasting. Back it on up, drop it low, go ahead and work that. You hard booty, cause you's a cutie, and it's you I'm choosing. Keep it G steady moving. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep them going under. In fact, I'm on top, and no, it won't stop. When heat is that beat knock, we fall off, I think not. It's on at 9 o'clock, I'm posted up at the spot with a folio. Listening to blogtalkradio.com, in the ears, you know what the really is. 93.3 Cadillac, baby.
93.3 on your FM is
blue. Cadillac, baby.
funk zone, y'all. Nothing but P-Funk, non-stop. The Bomb, 93.3 FM, Islam. How you like your funk?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, y'all. You're in the Funk Zone, 93.3 FM. Ism. On the phone right now, I have the Grand Imperial, the Prime Minister of Funk, Mr. Funkster Jones. Welcome.
Hey, welcome, sir. Hey, welcome to you too, Tweed. What's happening, baby? What's going on? What's cracking like?
Hey, man, we're going to drop the funk on him, man. We're going to drop the bomb on him tonight, man, nonstop, man.
No, that's
nothing
right.
But
no,
a P-Funk thing.
All the way live, man, for life, you know, for life.
Yes, sir. Tell the listeners, man, who you are, what you do, and where you're calling from.
Hey, we're calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or better known as P-Burg. P-Burg, Pennsylvania, baby. This is Funkster Jones, and I am one of the, I consider myself one of the greatest P-Funk promoters on the planet, man, because we're about pushing the music out there and making it, you know, keep it what it is, what it's always been, number one on top, like, as far as the music business goes. I mean, funk is it, and that's definitely what's happening. But right now, Tweed, you're happening, baby. You're happening with the Funkster, and we're ready to get this thing crack-a-lacking.
Man, we're going to get it cracking, man, and I'm going to ask you a few questions, man, later on the show, man. I got to test your funksmanship. You know, I know you the man, but I've been a geepy, you know, from way back, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight, man. Stay tuned,
yeah.
Y'all. 93.3 FM.
Ism. Ism, baby.
Giggling squirm, three bionic idiots, your DJs for the affair, where we'll be getting down and won't be coming up for air. May I have the swim? Mr. Wiggles here saying, may we funk you. Downtown Atlanta, where you might see the jellyfish jamming with the sand. Come face to face with a mouth named Jaws. Freak out with a mermaid named Rita. And meet Mr. Wiggle the Worm. Oh, Emerald City. Slide between the molecules of wetness like an eel through seaweed. You're slithering in here. Mr. Wiggles here. Your DJ for the affair. Who will be getting down and won't be coming up the air. So you can leave your nose at home. You might want to rent a blowhole. Oh. Let me bait my rat. Go away. This fish tail begins where most fish tails end. With a school of food fish. Playing hooky for school and getting caught. And liking it. Oh! Go wiggle, y'all! Aqua boogie, baby! Record machine saying, ooh, Papa, do how y'all do. Mr. Wiggles the Worm, yeah. Saying, this is an underwater story in the fields of your mind. We're swimming past the clock who has his hand behind his back. On past reality, you ain't looking for a moment. We'll leave a candle in the windows of our conscious mind, and we'll find our way back to the one in time. The Motor Booty Affair.
That's right, 93.3, the Motor Booty Affair, y'all. We back here with the Mr., the Grand Incredible, exciting, effervescent, Mr. Funkster Jones, man. Tell the people, man, how you get down, man.
How we get down, man. Like, look, we're about promoting the P, man. Like we do these videos. We call them P View. We call them. It's about promotional view. You know what I mean? And it's about exposing the music that people may not know. Like not so much like the commercial hits or what people say are the commercial hits, but it's about exposing the people to the songs that they may not know, and to the groups and to the entities of the Parliament Funkadelic organization that people might not know of or might not like be want to be involved with until they know enough about it to be involved. Definitely,
that's
man.
It's about promoting
the thing, keeping the music that we believe is the root of music alive. I mean, keeping it going, because that's like, it's like a good time, and anything that's associated with a good time, I always consider it like pure, which P-Funk is pure. That's why we keep promoting it, man. We keep doing our thing, man, just to make the nation better, people better, life better.
Exactly. Parliament has been like very influential within my life as well. I remember being little and going and buying that Boosie album just to tear out them star shades,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
walking around
yeah.
the neighborhood, little bloody nose kid. No, every P-Funk lyric there is, you know,
oh,
even
no
my
question.
Rap style was mimicked off of Boosie. So, man, I'm
right.
a big promoter of the P, man. And I really want to thank you for coming to 93.3, because you the man. You didn't have to do it, but you looked out for the funk.
Thank you, sir. No question. Hey, we love it, man. Plus, you do a great job. Show. This is the only show that I know you can turn on. You can hear Temptations and P-Funk. I mean, you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm
trying to set a trail, man. I'm trying to set a trail and a path. So if others want to follow, man, as long
yeah.
as y'all down, man. As I say, we the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations, and I mean it in a real way.
That is it.
So tell the people, man, how long that you've been down with this P-Funk, man?
Oh, man. I'm about to turn 53 years old, people, so y'all know. So you see me dancing around acting crazy. I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm not no super young cat. But my thing is, since 1971, man, since the Maggot Brain days, we've been down. We've been doing this thing. But back then, like, in 71, you never thought, like, well, I'm going to be, like, 30 years later still saying, this is the number one music around, and P-Funk is in, and it's pure, it's the greatest thing. But it's just amazing how the music will keep you that long, will keep you in it, because it's so positive, and it's so pure. You can't help but want to promote it, want to tell people about it, so they get on it, and they get that same positive vibe, and it just feel good, man. That's it.
Exactly. It's a force, man. And speaking on that note, when you actually think about it, you can pick up a Parliament record that was made in the 70s and still get maximum enjoyment out of it
yes.
in today's
yes.
time. I mean, even the long versions are entertaining. You won't even switch, you know, you won't even skip the record, man.
No, you won't.
It's a phenomenon.
Yes, cause, and they had so many changes. There's so many changes in their music. Like, you can take one song and they have like four or five different changes, where most records have two changes. They have three and four different things. You couldn't wait to hear, like, on them long versions that you speak of. You hear it knee deep and you said, well, I can't wait till they get to the Felipe Wynn part. But you wouldn't take it off, the needle off the record, and put it right to that part, because you want to hear all the other intricate parts that's in it. That's
exactly.
It just stays on the one, and it just keeps your mind right there, man. No question. Beautiful.
Exactly. We'd be in the garage with the blue light, you know, smoking that stuff before it was
yeah,
high
yeah.
grade medical, and drinking on some Tyrolia wine or some pink champagne, country club malt liquor, man, straight up in the funk, man.
Hey,
it's a beautiful situation.
And the people should know, the funkster's never gotten high. I've never drank or smoked anything, because that's never been my forte, because I'm a martial artist, so that's where that comes in at. But I wanted to let people know, they don't have to, you don't have to go to those extremes. Now, do what you do to get you off, or whatever, how you get your high, or whatever. But that's never been funkster's thing. And that's another reason that I believe I feel the music so much, because there's nothing like blocking that. blocking those sensors to certain parts of the music that other people might not even hear. So when they see me doing my thing, like, it's like I'm totally into that because, you know, this is the big thing. Funk makes your body and hips moves in ways that they can't practice. That's what funk is. Spontaneous.
I can dig it. But back in the day, man, we was on, man, just that overall vibe, man.
Yes.
And that elevation of your mind and, you know, free your mind and the rest
will
follow.
Definitely. And
man,
I wanna,
real spit, man.
And you can say this. Half of the, I never knocked the drugs. The people, I want them to do what makes them happy. You do what you do. And I'm gonna say this much about George Clinton and all the P-Funk mob. Half of the time, I believe if they wouldn't have got high, half of the stuff they created would have never got created because their minds wouldn't have went there, or they wouldn't have thought they had enough nerve to even say that being sober. Like some of the stuff that they'd done.
Yep. In a way, man. But you know, one thing I noticed about you, I found very, very interesting.
What's that?
You have an extensive P-Funk collection of memorabilia that is like out of this world, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tell the people, man, some of like the artifacts that are exclusive, one of a kind that you possess.
Oh, they've made lots of gold records. I mean, we got gold records up there. We have stuff from the record labels that were promotion items because I worked in a record store on the north side for like 19 years, so north side of Pittsburgh. So there's a lot of extensive things and like acetate records. I mean, 45 releases that it's so rare to find. It's ridiculous. You can't find them. And a lot of that stuff I haven't even posted yet. People don't even know that stuff exists with Forrest Funksters, P Haven, as I call it up there in P Haven. But I mean, old stand-up posters and stand-up figures and wall hangings with motion things. Oh, just so much stuff. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you the man. I was so impressed, man. I'm like, wow, this guy here, he's serious about the P, man. And you're doing a great job, man, because just with the knowledge that you have, if you could turn on any youngsters, man, they will be just as overwhelmed and excited as we were when we first realized the phenomenon of
P-Funk. Yes. Because you know, Tweed, what I do is I do this one show that I put on Facebook. It's called the Funk Encyclopedia Show, where it explains all the terminologies of P-Funk, like what Aqua Boogie means, Super Group Electric Close Funkification, Bob Gunner, what all those words. I have programs of that. That's actually teaching younger people, look, this is not just a one-time thing. This is an all-time thing. Funk is, like, one comes first in the number, if you count numbers. So P-Funk's number one, right? One. It's like James Brown started it. You know, George Clinton ran on it, Bootsy and Bernie embellished it, and Sly and the Family Stone kept it out there. I mean, it just goes on and on. It doesn't quit.
Exactly. Okay, well, let me test your funkmanship, because I'm pretty good with the P, man. Let's see if I can stump the Funkster Jones here on 93.2. I got one for you. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir. Yeah, shoot.
Okay, here we go. What did the blowfish say to the shark?
What did the blowfish say to the shark?
Did the blowfish say to the shark?
Now that's pitiful. Me trying to figure out that. What did the blowfish say to the shark? When I'm just looking at the album cover, that the Motor Booty Affair in the sleeve.
Exactly. That's your hint right there for the Motor Booty Affair CD. What did the blowfish say to the shark?
Sweet, stumped me already. You stumped me already.
I stopped you already. All right, man. I'm helping you out, man. The answer is, you got anything for the hammerhead?
That's right. That's right.
I got another one for you. One for you, man. Mr. Funkster Jones, what's the secret to walking on water?
The secret to walking on water is knowing where the rocks are.
Yes, sir. Okay. You won out of two. Let me throw one more at you, man.
So.
I got to test your funksmanship, man. Who can slide through the molecules of wetness like an eel through seaweed?
Mr. Wiggles here. Roller skates and a yo-yo, baby. What's up?
Okay. You on a roll. You two out of three, man. We're going to have to keep it coming on you, man.
Oh, yeah,
I ain't scared of you, Funkster. I know the P, man.
That, man.
Here we go. You ready? You ready for this one? Okay. What was Dr. Funkenstein preoccupied with?
Dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
There you go. God damn, I can't stop this guy.
Dedicated
all right. 3 out of 4.
Of hips.
You're 3 out of 4. Okay, I got another one for you, man. Tell me when you're ready now. Tell me when you're ready.
Man, shoot the bob gun. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. What size hat do you put on a nickel head?
Wait a minute. Wait.
I'm going to stop you, man. 93.28, we ain't playing with the P, man. Come on with it.
What size hat
do you put on a nickel head?
Wait a minute. I don't know if it's a gallon hat. That
you was close. It's a 5-gallon hat on
a
nickel head.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I got a slice going on for you.
Sweet, we love it because these are things that people like. These are the same things like on the funkin' encyclopedia show that I'm trying to tell people. Like, there's so much terminology. It's funk is just not the music. It's like a language thing. But that makes it a movement, like you said. That's because it's powerful, man. That's beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah, hit me up.
All right, here we go. What kind of guitar did Boosie play?
What, a space bass?
There you go. Okay.
Space bass.
Okay. I got to dig a little deeper now. Speaking of Boosie, let's go back to Boosie, man. Test your funksmanship.
Yeah.
What's Boosie's nickname? What do they call Boosie?
What, Castle?
Okay. You got that one. You the man. Here's what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to hit him off with another song, and we're going to come back in and chop it up real slick like. Y'all on 93.Tweet FM.
Ism.
Deep competition, y'all.
Ooh. Whoa. They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound, the cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of the hip.
We love you, Funkenstein, your bone.
Almighty go.
Hit me with the one and
win.
If you like hit me again, we love you
for the sign. Dr. Funkenstein. King of the
funk,
yeah.
Swift lipping, ego tripping, and body snatch.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg. Of the beat funk.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Dr. Funkenstein. Yeah. Don't funk with your mind. Here for me.
Take my body, give it to mine. You bump with the rest.
Ha.
Hit me with the one and win. If you like, hit me again.
All right. A microbiologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton.
Y'all got your sunglasses on out there.
Oh.
Point Tweed FM Gizm, y'all. We chopping up big game, man, with Funky Jones, man. Y'all stay tuned. It's going down in a
Kiss
real
me on
tight
my
way.
Ego.
We are children of the So, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
What would you love to tell the people out here that they might not know about P-Funk?
I'm telling them to get into, to go to the record stores or ask your older brothers or sisters or ask your older friends that you might know if they have any of their music to let me borrow some. Let me hear some. Play some for me and explain some of the stuff of what they were talking about or the concepts. Or just basically get something from somebody that's older or your older brothers and sisters and let them, if they got any people, let them let you hear some of that. You ought to check that out and experience what it's really like and hear somebody tell them what it's like while they're playing it, not like just give them the record or the CD and say, here, play this. They should explain to them what they were doing and the concepts of what it's based off of. That's what I'm
saying. I can dig it. What would you say would be, I mean, they had so many hits, so much of a vast, extensive catalog. What would you say would be your favorite P-Funk song?
Hey, Tweed, now check this out. People ask me that all the time, and I always tell them I really have no favorite song, but this is what I tell people they should say. This is what they should say. My favorite song by P-Funk is the one that I'm playing. You know why? Because I'm so busy jamming that, I ain't got time to be thinking about the other one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
With everyone playing, wow,
that's my favorite song. That's a good answer right there, man. You stomped me on 93 Points Weed, man, with that
this
one.
Is.
Wow, that's beautiful, man.
Because you just got finished playing Dr. Funkenstein now. If they're so busy jamming that, they're not thinking about, he should be playing this. They're too busy jamming the one you're jamming. That's how I look at it.
Exactly. Well, we finna hit them off with everything that I could pull off the hat to today. It's a P-Funk
right.
affair. Funkster Jones is in the house, 93.2 FM. I need y'all to stay tuned, man. It's going down. Let me find something that I kind of like right here, man. I'm going to hit them off real here, real quick. Like, check this out, y'all. FM, y'all. We back live with the Funkster Jones. I got one for you, man. We got to continue to play this game. I got to stump the funkster.
No question. No question.
I got you. Here go one for you. What instrument does Bigfoot Braley play?
Oh, man, what instrument does he play? Man, he's banging those skins like nobody's business. He's banging them drums
exactly.
Like crazy.
Exactly. I can't stomp the funkster. He's the man, y'all.
And he's fantastic.
He's the man. I got one for you.
Fantastic, baby.
What might happen if you fake the funk?
Man, if you fake the funk, man, your nose will grow, man. You know that, right?
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
what
can't,
you
want to
tell the people, man? You got the full stage, man. The open mic, man. Holler at it, man. What you want to tell the people, man?
Man, keep banging the funk. Look, tell them it's like this. It's like we can tell the people this. We ain't new to this. We true to this. And if you keep falling with the funk, you'll be black and blue to this because you'll have black and blue marks over your body from dancing. Bring two booties because you're definitely gonna dance one off when we jamming. When Tweed jams, you're going to definitely bring two booties and you'll be jamming. I'm talking about just grooving, man. P-Funk is about the groove and having fun. That's it.
Exactly. That's a beautiful thing, man, because it really and definitely and truly is a beautiful thing, man, because I remember the first time I ever heard Flashlight.
Right.
It got me. Ooh. Actually, when I was a teenager, my mother took me to the landing of the mothership.
Whoa.
I actually saw that. It was a place called the Fabulous Forum in Los Angeles,
okay.
California, and I saw the landing of the mothership. I was there in the crowd, and it was the most phenomenal thing, man, oh, my God, that you could ever imagine and witness. You would have had to been there to really understand.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
And yeah, the thing I tell people about that, see, because it wasn't just a concert. It was about a show. The theatrics and everything was there. It's like you could have took away the music and just watched them on stage and been mesmerized just at that. So when you add the music to that, oh, it just takes it to another level.
Yeah, completely phenomenal, man, in a real way, man. I mean, one of my greatest memories of all time, I mean, I would never, ever forget that event. And the funny part about it, years later, I was able to see it on DVD. They had actually captured all of that footage on DVD.
Right.
And I was watching it, and I'm like, man, I was there. And it
was
like, wow, man.
Yes, yes.
I mean, a long-lasting impression on my life and many others, man, that have been blessed to have heard the funk, have lived the funk, and appreciate the funk.
Yes. And I used to tell people, with me, I used to say, like all the P-Funkers used to say, funk. P-Funk is a way of life, but I've recently come to change that. I said, P-Funk is not a way of life. P-Funk is life.
Exactly. We happen to live
pure,
a P-Funk life.
You live a P-Funk life. It's the way it is. It's not a way because you can change your ways, but P-Funk doesn't change. It's right. Funk will sit and sit and never go sour because it's funk power, and it's a beautiful thing. That's what I tell people.
Ha-ha. And you heard it, y'all, from the Funkster Jones, man. Because we are children of production. Stay tuned. 93.3 FM. Ism.
We're gonna build a cobweb.
93.Tweet FM ism. This broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indy in conjunction with Funkster Jones, the P-Funk Mob. Yours truly, Tweet Cadillac, that is. We are Children of Production. Me and the Funkster live on the air.
No doubt.
What's going down, sir?
Hey, man, just the funk going down. Like, you know, it got to go up first because it got to come down hard on the downstroke, baby. You better know that's right.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's take it to another level. If you're over 18, y'all can feel me. If you're under 18, you need to cut off the station, man. We about to go there. Funkster Jones, I got one for you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
If you ain't going to get it on, what you need to do?
Take your dead A home, baby. We don't want to say that word, but you know.
We all good, man. We internet. We can say what we want.
Take your dead
live how
home.
We
you
feel. It's
saying.
All good. I got one for you. I'm going to go even more explicit. Off the Cosmic Slop album, what do they call Pig Pete?
It's Pig Pussy Pork. What's up?
I cannot stop you, man.
You
the man. I can't get you, man. I got one more for you, man. No head, no what?
No backstage pass, baby. No itchy 50 pee-wee penis type of pecker poker pusher ever penetrating the pussy. Hey, you can't get no backstage pass, baby, without giving no head. What's up?
Man, I can't stop the Funkster. He the man, y'all. Y'all on 93.Tweet FM, man. I'm finna go into another jam for y'all.
Jam it.
See if I can come back, man, with some man that can get this guy, because he's the man. P-Funk alumni, 93.Tweet FM. Stay tuned, y'all. FM Ism, live on the air with the Funkster Jones.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to stop him, man. He done knocked out 6 out of 9, man. We're going to continue with this P-Funk extravaganza. Are you ready, sir?
Oh, shoot your best shot there, sir. Go on with it.
Shoot my best shot. Here we go. What did Bootsy Collins have the munchies for?
Oh, he had the munchies for your love. You know that's right.
Ah, you know that's right. Okay, okay. He's on a roll, y'all. I'ma get him, though. I'ma get him, y'all. Stay tuned, man. I'ma get him. I got one for you. Who do you call when you need the phone?
Man, you call the Roto-Rooter, baby. Not only do you call it, Hey, Tweet. Not only do you call the Roto-Rooter, baby. You call him, Mike. This is how you call him. Who do you call when your feet won't move and you need a shot of rhythm and blues, baby? Tell me, who do you call? Roto-Rooter,
Bubba Troubleshooter.
No question.
I got my snake in my hand, man.
Hey,
y'all
call
gonna,
me the
y'all gonna drive
man,
me to funkin' now. Y'all gonna drive me to funkin'. Okay, man, let's take it to the stage on 93.2 FM. Ism.
Yes.
Hey, Smoothman.
Yeah.
Tell us I'm good. Let's take it to the stage, sucker.
Have no fear.
Yeah.
Mac Funk is here. Doing it to the max. Laughing at you.
Let me tighten it up. Get it on.
Yeah. Everybody funkin' and don't know how. They should have seen the bull when he funked the cow. He funked it so hard, they saw some smoke. He said, let's get in the bed and funk like folks. Laughing at ya. Ha! Funk used to be a bad word. Say it loud. I'm funkin', I'm proud. Talking about either godfather, godmother, grandfather. They call us the funk mob. The Miss Muffet sat on the tuffet, smoking some TAC. Along came a spider, slid down beside her. Say, what's in the bag, bitch? She said, I'm laughing at ya. Funk used to be a bad word. Motherfuck you. Hit it. God. Earth, hot air, and no fire.
Funk in
I'm
the house.
Trying to fade the Funkster, and it's kind of hard, y'all, man. He owe me, man. He knows his funk, man. He knows his funk. I got one for you, Foster Jones. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, we ready. Shoot that.
Okay. Let me shoot you, man. Let me knock you out the box. Here we go. How do you order your disco?
Oh, you mean at the disco to go?
Oh, there you go. Oh, my God. This guy's phenomenal, y'all. P-Funk in the building. All day, nonstop.
All day. Old McDonald has
all
some,
day, nonstop.
E-I-E-I-O, baby.
Man, I can't get you, Funkster Jones. You the man.
We try to stay up
you
on it.
You are the
man.
We
try to stay up on it. Just like you got to keep it on the one that's got to be straight, positive, man. Just keep it on the one, man.
Exactly. What you want to say, man? You got the floor. You got the platform. I can't seem to stomp you, man.
Hey, say, you know,
what you want to tell the people, man?
I want to tell the people that George Clinton, Bootsy Collins, Bernie Worrell, I mean, Junie Morrison, I mean, the list goes on and on. We could name the fallen funk heroes, Gary Scheider, Malia Franklin, Belita Woods, Eddie Hayes. All those people have changed my life and made me, I mean, I was already like, I thought I was, my mother had already put me on the right path, but those kind of people and their influences and their things that they've done in their lives and the music they've given us has always kept me on the straight and narrow path and let me see what's real in life. And like, because funk is like a real thing. And I want people to know that if you follow that kind of format and you listen to the music and understand what they're saying and listen to their concepts, man, your life can be so much better. Funk can make the world so much better because you remember those concerts when we used to go to the concerts where you had black, you had white, you had Mexican, you had Puerto Rican, you had all the races inside of one area. I mean, it was all about grooving on the one. No, there was no chaos, no nothing. And I wish the world could get back to that. I mean, that's why I think funk is so prevalent in the world today, and it still needs to be on top because it brings people together, man. It just makes life so much better. And I wish people would get into their music and really check out what they're talking about. Because George Clinton came up with the greatest concept I thought ever when he said these words: "Everybody's got a little light under the sun." And that means God gives you your light. He turns you on, you go from there. But you should always make it positive and keep that light burning bright, man. That's it. P-Funk for life, baby.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. P-Funk is international, too, man. A lot of my listeners have been requesting for me to play more funk. And
oh,
it's
good.
Like, man, I had to dedicate this whole show to the cause. And who's
right.
The best cat that I could call upon was Mr. Funkster Jones, man. I really want to thank you, man, for coming on.
Oh, yeah,
and we about to hit them upside the head, man. Stay tuned, y'all. You're on 93.3 FM Ism. Who do you call? Call me, baby.
Tweet Cadillac, baby.
Down the drain. good man.
At you, man.
Ever ready, baby. Ever ready.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go. What was Bootsy Collins equipped with?
Equipped with stereophonic, funk producing, disco inducing, twin magnetic rump receptors, baby.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
No,
I cannot
stop right,
the funkster. He's killing y'all, man. He's killing me, man. He the man. I got one more for you, funkster.
Yes,
I got to take you down, man. I got to take you down. Here we go.
Right.
Finish this statement from a original P-Funk composition. And it goes like this. Psycho Alpha Disco Beta.
Bio Aqua Dulu. A motion picture underwater starring most of you loops, baby. What's up?
The Funkster Jones. He's the man. He's the man. We finna come with another jam for y'all, man. Y'all keep it locked. 93.3 FM.
Isms.
Wow.
Yo, we giving up the P-Funk over here, y'all. 93.3 FM Ism. None other than the Funkster Jones. We're playing Can You Stomp the Funkster, and he's the man. It's been kind of difficult, y'all. I might need y'all help on this one. Funkster Jones, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. The composition, Telephone Bill, by Bootsy Collins. What was Bootsy loaded with?
The composition.
I think I might could get you on this one.
Okay.
I might could get you.
It
what was Bootsy Collins loaded with on the song entitled Telephone Bill?
Bootsy loaded with. This going to take some things.
Got him. I got him.
This going to take
some
things.
I got him, y'all. I finally got him.
Oh, man.
I got him. I finally got him, y'all.
93.3
FM Ism. I faded the Funkster. I'm going to ask you the question one more time, sir. On the hit single, Telephone Bill, featuring Bootzilla, what was Bootsy loaded with? You want to tap out? I understand, Funkster Jones.
If you choose to tap out,
I understand.
Jump to my head. We're going to tap out because there's so many things swimming in my
head.
No,
you can't tap out on the funk, man. You got it. You can't. There's no tapping out on the
funk.
That's
right. That's right, because funk don't quit. It's a never-ending thing, so
you got to
put something in there. Oh,
you need me to reword the question or ask it to you again? I think
yeah,
I've invented
ask me,
the funk
ask that question
for y'all.
A different way. Yeah.
Okay, let me
way.
Answer it a different way. The song Telephone Bill. I like to, The question is, what was Bootsy loaded with?
Oh, wait. Oh, man.
I got him. I got the Funkster. I had to get him, y'all. I had to get him. I had to get the Funkster. I think I got the Funkster, y'all.
I'm so speechless right now. It's ridiculous. I know that song back and forth. I think I know it's a question.
Did I get
wow.
you? You ready to tap out?
No, I need.
Are you ready to tap out?
We gotta come back to that because I can't give up.
The answer to that question is Bootsy on the hit single Telephone Bill was loaded with verbal rapability, baby.
That's right.
I got the Funkster, y'all. We have the ball here at 93.2 FM is up.
Right.
And all I could say is if y'all ain't gonna get it on, man.
Right.
You know what you got to do. Tell him, Funkster.
Definitely good question. They ain't gonna get it on. You know what you got to do.
Check his ass on, baby. I know nothing about the great big H. I watch
yes,
it with
sir. 93.3, y'all.
My day.
Stay tuned.
She was coming from what she say, so you hear I'm all alone. And then she made it perfectly clear. With some inspiring words of spawn.
If you ain't gonna get it on, take your damn ass home.
Well, like my fire.
Play in your tiny bowls.
It was a man from Peru who went to sleep in his canoe.
Say something nasty.
He was dreaming of Venus. He took out his penis and woke up with a handful of goo. Put your foot on her ass.
Okay,
bye.
here, y'all. 93.3 FM. Ism.
Her makeup, plus the sex was there. So I sashayed over to her and spoke of my plans. She screamed and said, "Are you asking to make love to me?" I say, "It's pig pussy pork. Or are you gonna play hard after all the trouble you went through to get chosen?" She said, "So confused." Finally, she said, I could probably go for what you're talking about, but it's really about my birth control pills. I said, "All looks are not alike, all holes are not a crack. When in doubt, bam, or at least that did." And of course, you know, spit don't make babies. She smiled and said, "No, confused. But I can tell she was getting loose." So off we went. There was fun to be had, love to be made. Strange, I said to myself as I lay smoking a last joint before the temperature began to sleep. What a man will go for when the horn is set in. But suddenly, as she lay there, mouth wide open, wig half off, snoring, breath smelling like a 1948 Buick, I was sick with the guilty, and she smiled in her sleep as if to say, "All looks are not alike, all hoes are not a crack."
And you know this, you heard it first, so 93.2 Tweet FM ism with the Funkster Jones in the building. 93.2
Tweet, baby, ism, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, man. I had to hit you off, man, with No Compute, man, because they don't understand the P, man.
Oh, that's no question. No, hey, because it doesn't compute to some people, but we gotta keep pumping and keep pushing it so they do understand it.
Exactly, because we knee deep up in it, man, for real.
Yes, sir.
In these final minutes, man, if there's anything, man, you want to tell the people and the fans, man, how they can get in contact with you, man.
Yeah, but the Facebook, Funkster Jones is my biggest outlet thing, because I basically use that for, you want to meet people, but I basically use that for my promotion vehicle for the P-Funk. So to hit me up on there or befriend me on there if you want to get down with the Funkster or be down with the Funk and find out about P-Funk things. But definitely Facebook is my forum right now, so we're going that route. But we're working on some bigger things. We're going to try to get this Pittsburgh TV show thing together. We're going to work on this broadcast. I'm going to try to put together so we can definitely do a show about funk, man, and keep that stuff rolling. That's definitely what we're going to be working on.
Man, that sounds real big, man. For all of y'all, man, Funkster Jones, you might can find him on my Facebook page or just look him up. Funkster Jones. He's the man. Any of your funk questions will be answered, although I kind of stomped him tonight on Fade to Funkster, y'all, but he the man. He the man. Man, I want to thank you, Funkster Jones, man, for your time, man, and love of the art, for gracing the stage of 93.2 Tweet, and you're welcome here anytime, man.
Oh,
if you
want
to hold on,
man,
we can play some more funk for you.
Oh, yeah. It's all about that. No questions.
Beautiful. Stay tuned, y'all. 93.2 Tweet FM.
Isms.
Thank you.
y'all. 93.3 FM Ism. Live in the house. The Pete Funk historian, parliamentarian, Funkster Jones. You're listening live. We coming around the mountain, y'all. Wants to also say in commemoration of all the P-Funk all-stars that have fallen, I want to say rest in peace to everyone. We appreciate you. We'll never be forgotten. 93.3 FM Ism with Funkster Jones.
Yes.
So, sir, we about
yes,
to
sir.
Wrap it up. We have like maybe a few more minutes left, man.
All right.
I want to thank you again for your time and
oh,
your consideration
that,
and dedication to the P.
To the P, baby.
And also, I might want to put you on the spot real quick here too, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need you to send me a radio drop, man. Your funkiest exposition composition that you can put together for our show, man. 93.3,
right.
Man, with love. To have that, man. You grace our platform, man, with a cool radio drop, man.
Right.
So we can really keep the funk alive. I'll guarantee
right.
I will play it every show for you.
Oh, no question. How do you you want us to do it now?
No, not now. Not now.
Yes,
not now.
We definitely hit it up, man. We definitely got to get you
exactly.
something together. Because you got the show going on, 93 Tweet, F-isms, baby. Isms, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a happening thing. The only place I know you can go to hear the Temptations, as far as I'm talking about Temptations, Del Bar, Stylist, along with the P-Funk. I mean, that's serious old school.
Exactly, man.
No question about it.
Low Rider Oldies, R&B, and all in between, man. That's what we do, man.
Tweet, you're putting
we really
want to
thank you, man. Man, we surely want to thank you, man, for your presence, man, in the place, man. It's been a beautiful, funky thing, man.
Yes, it has been.
If you ever need me, I am here for you. I am one. And what's a telephone bill? It don't mean nothing. I got your back,
right,
in front of your side.
That's it. Hey, Sweet, tell them to take this with them. We'd like to,
yeah.
And if we can't get your loving, we don't care about a Facebook bill or a telephone bill. Just hit us up, baby.
Exactly. 93 Point Tweed, y'all. And on that note, check this here out.
Hello, Bubba. Yes, it's your friendly phone fanatic again. Oh, yeah, I'm loaded. With verbal rap ability, baby. You know you inspire me to poetry. So listen while I recite naughty nothing that'll wet your eardrums. Gonna make sweet love to you, baby. What I'd like to do would be good to you. And if you hang up on me now, I'll be through. I guess you'd call me an obscene phone caller. I'm not a storyteller, though, baby. I'd rather be with you meet to meet. Sort of physical love, like, Baba. Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You. Excuse me if I seem obscene to you. I'm being real and that is a thing to do. I'm just living and I'm loving, waiting for the moment when you got time to kill. And if I can get your love, then what's the telephone bill? I'm just living and I'm loving, waiting for the moment when you got time to kill. What's the telephone bill? Oh, baby, why don't you just hang on? Not that, baby. I want to be real with you. Let me just breathe in your ear hole, baby. Don't fake me out. Let's see if I can hit that note again. I love you, baby. Thank you.
93.3 FM. Ism. The only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. Still live here with Funkster Jones, about to wrap it up, man. Want to tell y'all to stay tuned for previous and further broadcasts. We have Melba Moore, the lineup, Lenny Williams, the Stylistics, Cheryl Cooley from Climax, possibly O'Brien, Steve Arrington, Facebook, from Slay, Peebo Bryson, the Spinners, Saida Garrett, Stephanie Mills, the Tim Prees. We have a beautiful lineup coming for you summer 2013. Stay on lock, 93.3 FM. Funkster Jones, it's been a, man, it's been swell, but we got a bell. I want you to
make sure you keep funk alive. Have a funkin' on, baby.
Yes, sir, man. We want to thank you once again, man, for gracing 93.3 FM.
Tell all the haters out there
to tell a player, Funk lives right here all day, every day. You're welcome to come back anytime you like, sir.
Thanks, sir. I mean, we saying it loud, we funkin', we proud, baby. We got to get out of here because the mothership is ready to fly.
There you go there. All right, y'all, 93.3 FM, it's been a beautiful, funky thing, man. On behalf of myself and Funkster Jones, we say keep the funk alive.
All right, okay, bye.
We out. Ha-ha.
Get off my foot. And I'm gonna take my shoes off and kick up my heels ahead.
like to thank Marcy Jones for stopping by, blessing y'all with the beat. Been nothing but a groovy thing, y'all. The only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. The header to the player. How do you treat my tweet? FM. Use them.
Baby.
Well, all right. Starchild. Citizens of the universe. Recording angel. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year group. In your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
I'm not.
got jam in my leg, and I'm ready to spread.
All around the world, from the phone.
Baby, last word ever funking on, baby. You know, like, keep the funk flowing, Funketeers, man. We love you. We love all the Funketeers in the world. And it's a good thing to always have somebody positive behind you. Always have somebody positive behind you, helping you with the funk, pushing you along with the funk. I mean, just providing you with all the energy you need to keep your funk flowing. And my biggest influence right now is Miss Cheryl Burnett, man. That's my woman. I love her to death. And I just want to say, get you somebody behind you that believes in you and you go with it, and everything will be beautiful just like P-Funk. It's a beautiful thing, baby. Ever funking on, Funketeers. Funkster loves you. And tweet. Ha ha. 93 tweet. FM isms, baby. On the one. Having all the fun.
Yes, sir. And we out, y'all. We're going to keep y'all knee deep. Last song. Tell a friend. Tell a hater. 93 point tweet. Cadillac FM, baby. I'm
isms,
a player.
Baby.
Yeah, boy.
Ever funking on.
Never ever get away from the man with the calling. Yeah, I'm on a dream. Turn up the TV, can you be whenever ever go? did the free.